You're listening to Policy Conversations on AIDS.gov. The following audio is adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by the AIDS.gov team and was originally posted on January 25th, 2012. Last week, the HIV/AIDS Bureau of the Health Resources and Services Administration, or HRSA, issued a funding opportunity announcement for the Ryan White HIV/AIDS Program Part D grants for coordinated HIV services and access to research for women, infants, children, and youth. According to the HRSA, the entire $70 million Part D program is being recompeted through this FOA in order to respond to changing HIV epidemiology and better address the goals of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy by providing comprehensive healthcare services for the women, infants, children, and youth populations in areas of greatest need for services. There have been changes in HIV epidemiologic trends in the United States over the past two decades. Effective antiretroviral drugs for therapy and prophylaxis have been discovered and are widely available. Transmission of HIV from mother to infant has decreased tremendously with universal prenatal HIV testing and ARV prophylaxis. Today, children comprise only 1% of the HIV epidemic in the United States. However, women, especially women of color, now comprise 28% of all people living with HIV in the United States. And among persons aged 13 to 29 years, it is estimated that HIV incidence has increased 21% in recent years, driven largely by increased incidence in young men who have sex with men, especially young black MSM. Ryan White-funded services should ensure that newly identified persons living with HIV, especially young African-American MSM, are linked into healthcare, provided ARV medications, and retained in care. The FOA solicits grant applications from organizations throughout the U.S. and its territories to provide family-centered primary medical care to women, infants, children, and youth living with HIV/AIDS when payments for such services are unavailable from other sources. Funding is intended to improve access to primary HIV medical care for HIV-infected women, infant, children, and youth through the provision of coordinated, comprehensive, culturally and linguistically competent services. Part D grantees are expected to provide HIV primary care, specialty medical care, and support services to the clients they serve. The FOA requires that, to the extent possible, program activities should strive to support the three primary goals of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy. As encouraged by the strategy, programs should seek opportunities to increase collaboration, efficiency, and innovation in the development of program activities to ensure success of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy. Grant applications are due March 16, 2012, and the HRSA estimates that approximately 200 awards will be made. In addition, grant applicant technical assistant webinars are being provided. Visit the Target Center for more information, and visit HRSA's website for more information about the funding opportunity announcement and the Part D program. For more information and continuing updates on policy surrounding HIV and AIDS, visit blog.aids.gov. And for more information on HIV and AIDS, visit aids.gov.